Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about the effulgence of Krishna. As I go through my own Kartik Vrata, by Krishna's mercy, certain things become alive in my heart. I'm very much thinking these days, how can I think about Krishna? I'm thinking about his qualities and his lotus feet and so many other things is a wonderful aid which is given to us. Everything here in this universe is bright because of Krishna's effulgence. Everything beyond this universe is bright because of the bodily rays which come from Krishna. And in Vrindavan, everything is brightened also because of Krishna's effulgence. Then in this dark world, which is covered by a dark layer of ignorance, avidya, which is covered with dark layers around the shell of the universe, it's very appropriate to think about Krishna, who is extremely effulgent and who is the source of all other effulgences. This was how Akrura, about whom we talked yesterday, was thinking about Krishna as he was traveling on his chariot to Vrindavan. He was saying in his mind, simply by the effulgence of Krishna's toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence. This is a very good way to become free from inner darkness. To think about the Nakamandala, that means the circle of light which forms around each particular nail on Krishna's lotus feet. These nails are all compared with effulgent moons which have an orb, a circle of light around themselves. Let us meditate about Krishna being supremely effulgent and our inner darkness, which gives us so much problems, will easily go. Hare Krishna.